When you start trying to look at the future for COVID-19 and you think to yourself, well, if we don't eliminate it, we're going to be stuck with it forever.
Until we get an antiviral.
Well, until we get a vaccine.
Vaccine.
Which we may not ever get. Adjunct Professor Bill Botell from the University of New South Wales and one of the architects of Australia's response to HIV joins us. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
Do you think we should move to an elimination strategy rather than a containment strategy?
Yes, I do. I don't think suppression, as it's been put into practice in Victoria and New South Wales, has worked very well. I think the present lockdown in Victoria is a sign of that, and in New South Wales, of course, there's a rising number of cases. Funnily enough, the rest of Australia, I think without meaning it, at the time, WA, Northern Territory, South Australia, Tasmania, so on, they have eliminated the virus. And of course, New Zealand is the shining example. 40,000 people were at Eden Park a couple of weeks ago looking at the rugby, yelling their lungs out, celebrating the rugby and also celebrating the fact that they're free of COVID. So it seems to me logical that we go for elimination. We almost got there. Let's go for it. We can't keep on putting people into lockdown. And what do? We go for this 6 weeks and then come out of it. And then there's another flare up and we go back into it at Christmas. I think that's pretty silly.
Is the only answer to elimination a tougher lockdown?
I think a tougher lockdown, using what we know now. Of course, back in March, it was up for grabs. There were two ways of going. Suppression, which we used in Australia or bigger states, and elimination. But we do know a lot more now after 6 months about the behaviour that we have to change to make the job of the virus very difficult. But certainly it does mean a lockdown. If we had gone harder when we were doing this a couple of months ago, we would have gone very close to eliminating it or possibly eliminating it altogether. So we know what works. When you're out and about, you've got to use masks. That's very important. That really reduces the transmission of the virus. But we need contact tracing, much better contact tracing. We need much better communication so that all the communities who are affected, and the 6.5 million people in Victoria come from many different communities and backgrounds, they've got to get the message really plainly and directly as well. If we do all of those things, as they did in New Zealand, as they've done in some other countries that have done very well on this, we can knock it out. And why wouldn't we try? I think it's a really good, a very good thing to do for public health and, importantly, for the economy.
If you went to stage four lockdown, how long would you have to go into it for?
Well, it seems to be 4 to 6 weeks, what we're going through in Victoria at the moment. It has to be done. We know that we've got to have people locked down in home, the physical distancing, very infrequent journeys outside when they do use masks. You know, all of those things have to happen, but my proposition is, can we do it just once now and be done with it, or are we on this rinse and repeat Groundhog Day cycle? I think that's a council of really like giving up, really, and I don't think that's what we should do.
How come we're 4 months into a pandemic before we're told to wear masks?
Well, that's a very good question. There was a lot of resistance initially from the advisors to the federal government and around the place, who for some reason or another, flying in the face basically of the science, said that masks were not a good idea. Well, I think if you go to, we can't go to Europe, I was going to say, but you look in Europe at the moment and other places, masks are a very important part of certainly coming out of a lockdown, because they really do reduce the risk of acquiring the virus.
Professor, we thank you very much for your time. Adjunct Professor Bill Botell from the University of New South Wales. Will we ever get an answer as to why we are 4 months into a pandemic before we're told to wear masks?
Mm.